Two Syracuse University geology professors are working to create a water quality database before the likely introduction of hydrofracking to the state. The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports.
Project SWIFT, or Shale Water Interaction Forensic Tools, has been collecting water samples from drilling wells throughout the Southern Tier. Shale gas extraction requires massive amounts of water, and once used for drilling, it's contaminated with salt and radioactive materials. Project co-founder Greg Hoke says the baseline samples will be posted online.
Where you'll be able to go and search what does sodium concentration look like in the Southern Tier drinking water, what does, you know, you name the element and we'll probably have it. The common ones for sure will be up there.
Landowners concerned about well contamination would be able to compare those samples with water collected after drilling begins. Several landowners in states where fracking already occurs have linked water contamination to the process, but the gas industry says the claims are unproven. Project SWIFT is currently funded only by the university. New York has been reviewing its decision to allow fracking for more than 4 years. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.